Here is what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. The Chargers get blown out by the Denver Broncos 35-21 last night. Peyton Manning torches San Diego secondary, 286 yards passing, three touchdowns. Running back Ronnie Hillman, the ex-Aztec, ran for 109. Wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders had nine catches for 120. Demaryius Thomas added eight for 105. They blew the game open in the final minute of the first half, then torched San Diego in the third quarter. Broncos defense had two picks, two sacks of Phillip Rivers, seven tackles for losses. Denver also had six hits and 11 pressures on the Chargers quarterback. Rivers wound up 252 yards passing, couple of touchdowns. Keenan Allen had nine catches for 73 yards, but the Chargers had virtually no running game at all. The Bolts blitzed Peyton Manning 18 times last night, just knocked him down one time. The secondary continues to be a real big problem. Richard Marshall gave up four completions, another touchdown pass, and took a bad pass interference penalty. Sharice Wright, six completions, a TD pass, and pass interference. Jason Verrett, three completions, and a touchdown before leaving with an injury. The Chargers now have one game in the next 22 days. They'll have 10 days off before they go play Miami. Then they have a bye. NFL top games on the weekend. Eagles tangle with Arizona. Cardinals are amped to become the best team in the NFC if they can control Chip Kelly's offense. Packers will play the Saints. Aaron Rodgers red hot going against a Saints team that's struggling badly on defense. The Colts meet the Steelers. Andrew Luck making Indianapolis very dangerous with all these 300-yard passing days. Seahawks go cross-country to play Carolina. Seattle's lost two in a row. Doesn't look to be the same team. And the Ravens tangle with the Bengals. Who are the real Cincinnati Bengals? They're playing very poorly right now. Busy weekend college football. Friday night highlight game, Oregon against Cal in the Pac-12 Conference. And then BYU meets Boise State in a Mountain West matchup. Around the country, top-ranked Mississippi State's at Kentucky. Dan Mullen's team trying to get to 8-0. Third-ranked Ole Miss will play at LSU. Rebels need to be wary of getting bushwhacked in Baton Rouge. 13th-ranked Ohio State plays at Penn State. Buckeyes having great games at a quarterback, JT Barrett, but the Lions have a very good young quarterback in Christian Hackenberg. In the Pac-12, Arizona State's at Washington. Devils quarterback Taylor Kelly returns after missing 6 weeks with an injury. Arizona-Washington State up in Pullman. A throw-in contest coming. Cats led by quarterback Anu Solomon. The Cougars' Connor Holiday, 3,344 yards passing, 28 touchdowns already this season. USC plays at Utah. Trojans' big play offense led by running back Buck Allen and quarterback Cody Kessler. The Utes are 5-1 on the season. UCLA plays at Colorado. The Bruins need to be more consistent on defense. And Oregon State goes to play at Stanford. Suddenly, the Cardinal have become a very disappointing team. Briefly elsewhere in the NFL, there are trade rumors out of Tampa Bay that the Buccaneers may have been approached by the Patriots about a deal for wide receiver Vincent Jackson. Redskins coach Jay Gruden says Robert Griffin III could be 3 weeks away from really being ready to start a game. He completed his third straight practice yesterday. The Bengals coaching staff says it's met with linebacker Vontaze Burfict, have told him he needs to change his tackling technique, stop leading with his head, that after suffering a concussion and a neck injury over the last 2 weeks. Broncos have released safety John Boyette after an assault arrest earlier this week. It's the second time a club has axed him within a year because of off-the-field issues. Bad injury for the Raiders. Linebacker Lamar Woodley could be gone for the season with a torn bicep. Houston concerned. Linebacker Brian Cushing having more discomfort in a surgically repaired knee. Seahawks lose fullback Derek Coleman out with a possible broken foot. In baseball, Game 3, World Series tonight, Kansas City at San Francisco. Jeremy Guthrie starts for the Royals. Tim Hudson starts for the Giants. Hudson's won 214 career games. This is his first postseason start ever in the World Series. Meanwhile, Game 2's TV ratings on Fox shot up. A 7.9 rating, 12.9 million viewers watched the second game of the Fall Classic. Closer to home, the Padres have hired Sam Gearney as Director of Player Development to run their farm system. He spent the last 9 years with the Athletics. Dodgers continued conversations for a third day with ex-Padre General Manager Josh Burns. The Braves have hired John Hart as president of baseball operations. He will then hire a working GM who will work beneath him. Hart, of course, built Cleveland and Texas independent contenders. Mets have hired Kevin Long of the Yankees as hitting coach. Brewers have hired Darnell Coles as their hitting coach. NBA bad news. Lakers veteran guard Steve Nash has played his final game in L.A. He'll miss the entire season, re-damaging a deep nerve root problem in his lower back. He's a former two-time NBA MVP. Meanwhile, Boston assistant coach Walton McCarty arrested for bouncing $39,000 in bad checks in a home improvement program in New England. NHL hockey, Jeff Carter, Anze Kopitar score early. The Kings knock out the Buffalo Sabres. Tonight, the Anaheim Ducks 6-1 meet the Columbus Blue Jackets. And NASCAR, Martinsville 400, chase for the championship is down to the final four races of the schedule. Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, Jeff Gordon are atop the points standings. And in Formula One, an amazing story, legendary driver Michael Schumacher comes out of a coma that he'd been in since late December after suffering massive head injuries in a ski accident in Grenoble, France. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday.